We love hip hop.
Exactly, fam. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear yourself good in the mic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I do. I kind of do rolling starts. You know what I'm saying? TikTok and all that, YouTube, like what we were saying, talking about just now, right? Mm-hmm. They got in heavy with the demonetization and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even like you mentioned TikTok. Have you had an issue with your TikTok videos getting taken down?
Oh, yeah. When I first started, like... When I first started, like, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. like, I was on a roll with it. Like, you know, I was dropping my videos from Instagram and, mm-hmm. like, most of them had, like, guns in it or, like, violence, you know? Because, like, it was, like, Hoodman funny shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I posted 20 or like 10 minutes. I have like 50,000 views. You know, it's buzzing. Mm. Boom, they take it down. I'm like, what? Wow. Bro, it took me only like 2-3 times they took down my video. I'm like, fuck TikTok, man. I'm not doing that.
Have you ever been in the situation where you got an account ban? Like, you're not allowed to post for 7 days or one of them type of deals?
Well, with TikTok, I already went through 2 accounts. They've already like... banned 2 accounts.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's why like my TikTok right now is not even a man like Joseph. It's Hot Man TV, right?
What?
Yeah, it's a completely different name still, you know?
Well, you see the algorithm's gonna catch Joseph.
Yeah, I know they see my face and they're like, oh, say we're in Joseph's on TikTok now, you feel me? But
yeah.
I can't even use the name no more. So.
That's sticky, fam.
Yeah. I'm not that's a fan crazy. Of TikTok, but it's out there.
Well, listen, fam, let's get into this conversation, because I don't like to call my interviews. I like to call them conversations. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We'll start off with an oldie but goodie.
Never heard this one in a minute.
Sound effects.
Get right behind her. I'm trying to get right inside her. She said her name was.
It's about to go down.
I hit that.
We love hip hop.
Bitch, me against the world, that's a mismatch. I ain't really fucking with the
dick. I feel like I'm on the booze right now again.
I got the sauce, you just catch up.
We love hip hop.
You spend your whole life trying to catch up. I'm dressed up. Whoa, wait. I got the juice. Look at the stats. How could I lose? We used to chill in the lobby. I remember she said she don't want
good times.
We're gonna have a conversation about you and the rapping. You know what I'm saying? We back at it.
They're not ready for
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
They're not ready for that.
They're not ready, man.
Come on.
We back at it over here. Visionary Art Center. It's your boy Friday Ricky Tread. Back with another one. Big salute to the sponsors, Astro Pink. If you know, you know. Check them out on their website, myastropink.com, or hit them up on their Instagram, the real Instagram, Astro_Pink. Sane. But I'm really, really happy to have this gentleman back over here at the network. Years later, the first interview that we did was like, I think in our year one of podcasting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And big salute to AJ, aka Everyday or Everything Toronto. You know what I'm saying? He was the first one from our network to do an interview with this gentleman. However, I want to do it Friday Ricky Dredge style. You know what I'm saying?
Need that.
So with no further ado, we have a man like Joseph in the motherfucking building.
Yup. You know where we're at.
What's popping, fam? How are you, man?
Yo, life's good, man. Can't complain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling, doing my thing, man.
I want to get an update of the things that you've been up to over the years since the first conversation you had with us,
mm-hmm.
as well as like some things that, that happened back then, right?
Okay.
One, first of all, because, you know, we're both smoking good. You know what I'm saying?
Always the strongest.
What are your views on Grabba?
Grabba, I'm like, okay, I don't know, man. Like me personally, I know like people say that it's killing the shorties in the city. You know what I mean? Like, so shorties are looking unhealthy nowadays because the Grabba is insane. But fucking, I don't know, like, eventually, you know, you got to put the Grabba down, you feel me? Or take breaks. The spliff right now has Grabba, so you know me.
Me too.
You feel me? Like, I can't even put it down myself, but yeah. We're rocking it.
And this is just off-brand question on the Grabba. Like, I started smoking Grabba post doing this podcast, okay? Being around younger people like yourself and different rappers and different things like that. Like, back when we used to pass spliffs to each other,
mm-hmm.
like, I was like, oh, what's this? Grabba? And then, boom, I was hooked. When did the Grabba wave start in Toronto?
That's a good question. I want to say, like, 2018.
2018,
that's when, yeah. Because blunt started, I mean, around my ends, like, blunt started getting expensive, you feel me? So, like, the grubber made up for it a little bit, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. 2018, 2019, man, started getting some money. You know what I mean? We found grubber and it was over, man.
Yeah, now they got grabber shakers.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, that's, you find in your mom's kitchen cabinet and they retake, fam. These guys are crazy with it.
Yeah, crazy. Man. Well, listen, man, I also want to go through a full history with you, right?
Okay.
Let's go back a bit. You grew up in Malvern, right?
Yes, sir.
Ghanaian parents.
Yep.
What was the Malvern life like growing up with you? And I add those 2 points because, you know, African parents could be strict.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, Malvern life for you.
So, at Malvern, it's not like the West End. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of African families in Vern, feel me?
Okay.
So, like, I grew up around, like, Jamaicans, the Trinis, Guyanese, like, some Middle Eastern people here and there, you feel me? So I'm around, like, most Jamaican, like, Caribbean people.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, if you hear me talk in my videos, like, you'll hear, like, it sounds kind of natural because that's how, like, I didn't grow around the Africans, yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, it was different because my dukes are strict, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're like, you can't go outside, you can't do this, you can't do that, because they see the man them outside. Like, I know this thing to the Jamaicans, but they're outside. Like, the Caribbeans are outside like that. So they try to keep me out of trouble, but, like, a lot of sticky stuff was going on out there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, you know, I'm out here. I'm still good. Like, most of the OGs are knocked, you know, or not here no more, you feel me? So, like, it's pretty dark over there. So, like, a lot of PTSD growing up out there, no cap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fam, I made it, so.
Like, even growing up, right, like, you went to high school over the in the Scarborough area to Mother Teresa High School.
Yeah. Right? Shout out MT, yo.
What was, like, a day in the life of young Joseph, a man like Joseph, or a boy like Joseph at the time?
Yeah, kid, right? Like Joseph, the kid, yeah.
Right? Before, like, let's say walking home from school on a regular day.
So first year it was sticky because, like, mans are going, like, those are the initiation days, you feel me? So, like,
initiation, explain.
Yeah, like, so you go to high school, grade 9, and all the grade 9s are getting initiated by the older heads, grade 11, 12. So, like, they see you in the hallway, you're going to the bathroom, you're getting crushed. You know, you're buying something in the what are they called? The fucking,
The vending machines,
yeah. You feel me? You're getting crushed, you know what I mean? Anything, you're getting crushed. Mans are getting pushed downstairs, like.
What?
Crushed. Yo, mans are breaking arms out there. Ask those guys, yeah. They're outside like that. So, like, yo, grade 9
that's
is a
school, bro. That's bro, like jail.
Imagine,
man.
You're in grade 8 and you're going to high school next year. You're hearing mans broke their arm last year. Like,
wow.
My nigga, like, it was not good. So, like, mans are scared, I'm not gonna lie, but, you know, like, around, I think our year, like, it kind of, like, died down a little bit. Like, the principal came on. He's like, if you touch anyone, you're getting expelled straight.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the end of that, you know? Like, that was the end of that era. So, it was around my time. So, I didn't have it that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a hooper.
Yeah, I was playing ball for a couple of years, still, like, 2 years.
Okay.
And then I got injured, and then that was it. I still ball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I see on your Instagram, you still have something to do with basketball.
Yeah. Shout out Nick, Office Hours. Yo, those guys are out there doing their thing, you know? Mm-hmm. They do ball runs for the city, man. Lots of big faces come out there, you know?
Nice.
Everyone shows love, good vibes, man. So, yeah, yo, shout out Nick, man.
No, that's positive.
Yes, sir.
So, you had the hoop dreams.
I wouldn't say hoop dreams, like, I didn't have hoop dreams like that. Like, I played for fun, you feel me? Like,
okay.
I was just tall, I was nice, you know?
Yeah.
So I played around, but yeah, I wasn't like, I'm going to the States, I knew I was not wasting time, but, like, you know, the chances were slim, so, like, I was like, fuck that, let me get this money.
So, in school, I feel like, and I'm just going to go on a whim here,
mm-hmm.
you were one of the more popular kids in school.
To be honest, I wouldn't say so. Like, yeah, man, I knew what it was, but I didn't make content like that. Like, I wasn't on social media and, like,
I'm saying without the social media.
Without the social media, I was all right. Like, I was guys. So, yeah.
So, you know, were you good with the girls? Like, what was, like, the high school version of a man like Joseph?
Like, this guy's taking me, like, 10 years back.
Sure. We going
high
there.
School. Yo, I want to say, like, I was more free, to be honest. You know, like, the shorties were there, you know, here and there. And then the man rated me. But it wasn't, Like, I was just a regular guy going to school. I was busting jokes. We rapped a lot. Like, you know, we always had rap battles.
Yeah.
We always had the bang outs in the school. You know, all of us are getting like suspensions. Like, it was just, you know, the regular Scarborough high school life. It wasn't really too much, man.
So you didn't have a hard time fitting in?
No, not at all, man. It was lovely, yo. High school was lit. Shout out my guys at MT. You already know what it is. On the block. You know what it is, fam. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So at some point, you discovered Periscope.
Yes, sir.
Periscope. Actually, let's before Periscope. You were doing 15-second clips on IG with the rapping.
Yes, yes. Wow, I forgot about that. Holy smokes. Yeah. Let's get your cold stuff. But yeah, I was doing like little freestyles here and there, you mm-hmm, know, because mm-hmm. I always had the bars and things. So, like,
Did you want to be a rapper?
I was doing it for fun, you know, but then I'm like, yo, I'm kind of cold still. Let me see what I can do with it. And, and then it took off from there.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you discovered Periscope, right? Mm-hmm. So Periscope, for the people who don't know, cause like social media has evolved so much that right. people forgot that like there was a time when we couldn't just go live.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to go to like a third party to go live.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you discover Periscope and what was your first Periscope like?
Periscope. I can't remember how I found it, but like I remember what I was doing. I think we got boxing gloves from like Walmart that mm-hmm, week or mm-hmm. something. And I was showing my sister like, yo, let's just go on Periscope. I think you were talking about, I can't remember how it came up, but we go on Periscope and like, I was like 100 views and I'll let my sister punch me in my face. You know, like that. So dumb. Yo, man, then we're in there 100. Quick, yo, my sister punched me in my face. You don't see the stars for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just kept going. I was like 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 people punched in. And like from there, it got waste. You know what I mean? Like I'm not on those tips no more, but it is what it is.
But that's the first version of live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was holding that down still for sure, man.
Like, even though it used to eat the fuck out of our data in the fold. Holy shit.
Yo, don't kill me.
Right? That was like, you know, I'm going to do something live on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew what to do with it.
Yeah.
Right? So do you already had a vision like, you know what, I might be getting into the content creation? Or were you just fucking around at the time?
I was just fucking around because, like, I've never seen anyone go live like that before. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen anyone post or stream or nothing. Like, if you've seen those on, like, Twitch or whatever platform that was booming back then, right? But,
yeah,
it was the first time I've ever seen that, tapped into it. It was working. I'm like, okay, what's next? Like, how far can I take this, you know?
Yeah. And you were a Twitter nigga back them times.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter, with Deb Dog too. Deb Dog was on Twitter too as well.
Yeah.
One of the first, fam. Shout out Deb Dog, gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me even now, because you mentioned Deb Dogs, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like Deb Dogs was a very influential part of your content creation journey.
Yeah. He's actually like one of the first guys I've ever done like a video with like on that scale because he was on Twitter. He was booming already. He was doing videos since high school. Like I just started like, so I was just stepping into the content game and like, I didn't know nothing about it. So I think like one time I reached out to him and we linked up at STC Walmart. You feel me? And we shot a little skit over there. And after that, it was like, yo, I love this. Yo. So like, shout out to Deb Dog. Yo, he's a big part of why I'm doing this right now, fam.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So you get into the content creation. What do you feel was your first, I don't want to say viral, but your first post where you're like, yo, this has a lot of traction, fam. Like, holy shit.
I could check that right now, to be honest. Yeah. Let me check that for you, shit.
Yeah, where you're like, whoa, Lee, this is just that many people who tapped into this or who liked this video or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was scrolled out. I think like I did before the rap videos, I was doing like, I did like a Murray skit or like a Hoodman skit, something like that.
Okay.
And like that took off. Like people were rocking with it. Everyone's like, you should make more videos. You should make more videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? I was just fucking around. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
And chill. I just started making more videos. Some of them were corny. Some of them were good, but you know, I got the hang of it eventually, the editing, all of that. And I think it was my first videos. And then the rapping videos took off too. So that was another big one for me.
Yeah, like I remember my entry point into seeing a man like Joseph content is the Roni videos when you used to redo Roni songs.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's hilarious.
Yo, Roni's crazy. Cause yo, Roni had like the whole city in a chokehold for like 3 years. So like, yeah. You had to like do a tribute video for Roni, still don't count.
You should, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But even while you were blowing up, like, on the internet and like starting to get like recognition, right?
Yeah.
You're working, still doing regular jobs and stuff like that. You're working at Rebel Nightclub.
Yeah.
Right? Tell us about that experience.
Guy knows too much. I was at Rebel. Yo, don't kill me. Yeah, I was at Rebel for like 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Nightclub. But I wasn't on that. I was on those times. Like, you know, I just get drunk, get high, go home. You know what I mean? I was around.
But you had a few posts already that people would be able to recognize you.
Yeah, I think around those times, that's when the TTC track dropped and it was on the news. So, like, everywhere I was, they're like, oh, you're that guy on the news. You're that guy. Let me get a picture. Yeah. So, like, that was interesting. So, to be honest.
Like, yeah, you're in that transition phase where, like, people know your face. They're stopping you all the time. But, like, you're fam, I'm at work, fam.
Facts, exactly. Like,
give me a weird insight. I know there must have been one time where you're like, bro, like, yo, like, I might get in trouble with my boss, fam. Like, chill.
People, yeah, they do the most. Like, they'll bring me shots, like, pass me spliffs, all of that. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll take it, sometimes, like, nah, let me not. But, yeah, it's pretty lit.
You know what? Even you mentioned the tracks there, right? I was looking on YouTube right now, or earlier, the song that you did with Six Reacts.
Yep.
Right? The one Spadina has 69,000 that I was watching in the beginning of this, right?
Okay. Oh, on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
But Nyay, 250,000. Oh, right? That was the one that was, like you mentioned, on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's crazy.
I'm watching CP24 and I'm like, yo, what's going on with, why are the man them on TV, bro?
Yeah, that was so unexpected. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Super man. Unexpected. Like, yeah,
okay. I know you've told this story on other platforms. I think even, I don't know if you told, when you did the We Love Hip Hop interview at the time, you didn't have that tune out yet.
I don't think so. No. Right? Actually, it might have been. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe because you had other things going on at the time of what I want follow-ups on that we'll get to, right?
Yes, sir.
But when that video hit, it was all over CP. It was like people were doing stories saying, like, you guys were kind of getting a bad rap for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that, fam?
So, like, we seen it on the news, and then I wasn't too much involved in it because, like, it had Six Reacts name on it. You feel me? So,
like,
it's his track. So when he got the letter and the emails and all that, like, he was like, fuck, I don't even know what to do. But as soon as they found out that he does comedy, it was like, they're just chasing a story. You feel me? They just wanted to put something out there. I don't know what their motive was, but like, they didn't do their research if you're going to post it. Like, come on, dog.
Well, they were trying to say that, like, you guys were influencing people to skip fares on the TTC. With the angle, I feel like they were trying to push on y'all. Like,
people would do it regardless. You feel me? Like, people have been doing it for years. They splitting the bus tickets, like, or you feel, like, from time. Like,
yeah.
So, like, bands are doing Presto scams now. Like, it's not going to stop. Like, we didn't even, like, scratch the surface of what's going on. So, they just wanted a story. They put it out there and they took it. So, you ran with it.
What's going on with some of the content creators from back then times? Because I remember, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like 2018 was, like, the height of Toronto's content creation, rappers and content creators together. Like, everybody was making high traction content. New faces were popping up on the scene. There was like a variety of different people to go and find content from.
Mm-hmm.
Like Six Reacts. I feel like I've seen him a couple of times on road. He doesn't do content like that anymore.
Not really. Nah. He doesn't really do content.
Right?
Yeah.
Toronto man Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting people in my comments asking me about him. Where has he been? And I'm like, as maybe, you know, people, one of those people from back in those times who were really heavy, like in the startup those times.
Yeah.
What happened to him, fam? Do you know?
Last time I seen Toronto guy, like we were doing a skit at like, where was it? Eden Center. And like, that's the last time I seen him.
What year was this?
This was like, I want to say, 2017.
Wow.
It was me, him, and Faith. And like, yeah, that's the last time I heard from him, seen him, anything, yo. And that's it, yo. Like, I have the same questions as the whole city. Like, where's Toronto guy Cody? You feel me? But like, yo, I just hope he's safe. You know, he's good. He's blessed. Yeah. That's all I can hope for. That's it, yo.
Straight up, fam.
Yeah,
man. And I want to broaden the conversation a little bit here, before we finish our combo, right? Because you do skits where you do Toronto Man skits, right? Do you know where the Toronto Man slang originated from?
Because we're
having a conversation here, but we're not like, yay, walk on.
Facts.
Like, Toronto people don't actually talk like that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think people get a misconception from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from, fam? And when did it start?
I think, I don't know, like, I think after the whole Nyai track, like, that's when people started, like, trying to mimic how we sound like, and, like, it's not like that. And then Bucks Be Ballin', like, no distinct to Bucks Be Ballin', but then you hear Bucks Be Ballin' speak, and, like, you try to mimic him, you're going to sound like what Toronto's portrayed to sound like, right? So, yeah, I think it's those two are a big factor of what's going on right now.
Yeah, because... Yeah. You see other people, like, obviously there's people who do speak like this in Toronto.
100%, 100%.
But, like, I feel like when we see, like, a lot of people do skits online, they do the exaggerated form.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, the man them doing the skits. I'm talking about, like, just, like, some Richmond Hill kid who's like, yeah, I'm going to do this is my version of what a Toronto man is.
And horrible
I'm like,
videos.
Or just what they do in school. Like, this is, like, it's spread. Like, the social media has made... I don't know, accents and slang.
Yeah,
would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. They changed it, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to, like, I don't even know, fam. Like, Toronto man sound like me. I sound like a Toronto man. You feel me? Like, straight from Scarborough, born raised. Come on.
Yeah,
that's what we sound like, fam. But like, what they're doing on, like, I seen them do a skit in London the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make fun of the Toronto man. I was pissed. pissed. Like, you guys are dumb.
They went crazy with it.
Crazy, like, you know, they sounded just like Bucks. But
yeah. And you know, even like you have. I seen something on your Instagram, right? Forward to the Ends.
Yes.
Right? Scarborough Films.
Yeah. Tell us about that. So, like, I started a show, like, with Demdog.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, like, all my skits I see, like, written and shot by me, you know? Or, like, shot by a third party. But, like, so I wrote three episodes. I'm, like, exposing. But, yeah, three episodes for it. And after the second episode, like, I think what happened, I think it was around like 2019, 2020. I think like certain things were just going on in my life, you know, I just had to put it on pause and shit. So I just didn't come back with it. Like, I didn't feel the need to come back with it, but I'm definitely still like in the works of other short films, short stuff or short episodes to put out there. Yeah.
No, fam. Yeah. I like to see the growth. I like to see the evolution. You know what I'm saying? And even like now, I see you doing a lot more skits with Bilal.
Yeah, that's my guy, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Bilal's my guy. Like, me and Bilal spent a lot of time together. So like, last year, like 2 years,
we've
been in the booth. Surprisingly, like, me and Bilal been in the studio. So really? Like, we've been cooking some crazy stuff, fam. It's nuts. We haven't dropped nothing, but it's been like 2 years we've been cooking. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Like serious rap or like?
Serious music, you know, serious music. Yeah. I know like sometimes, you know, it's hard for like people, like content creators to like break out of that
whole
shell and stuff like that. But like right now, I don't know, man. Like, shit's going in the city. Like, I feel like they'll eat anything up right now, you know? So.
Well, there's also examples of it already happening, right? Smile Bitch. From Lil Duval?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
Lil Duval, the track there. Why can't I remember the damn? I'll play it. I can't believe I can't remember the stupid ass catchphrase that came off of that. Lil Duval. We partying today. Small bitch. Living my best life.
Oh, okay. That's good.
He's a comedian.
Oh, say word. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He's a stand-up. Okay. He's done like a lot of skit comedy. He's been enough of T.I.'s music videos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that was his breakout. Hey, I'm going to try to do some music stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Right? So, like, and that tune is widely successful. Mm-hmm. So there is a lane for content creators getting serious into the music.
Of course, of course. And, like, I wouldn't even call myself, like, a content creator. Like, I do everything. Like, so, like, yeah, I make content, but, like, it's a lot of stuff I'm doing outside of content. Like, I'm in the booth, I'm in the ends, you know what I mean? I'm doing community stuff, so, like,
it's not
just no content creation, fam.
Yeah, tell us about some of the stuff, like the community stuff and stuff that you've been up to these days too, man.
Yeah, so, like, yo, like, the reason why I haven't been on social media lately, like, if you notice, is because, like, I've been involved in the community a lot. I've been doing, like we just got our food bank open.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So, like, me and my boy Nate, We had meetings with, like, government housing and all that, and, like, it continued for, like, 6 months. We were fighting with them back and forth, and boom, they gave us a spot and gave us a food bank, and then we're getting funding now,
That's sick.
We did audits around the ends, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you see Toronto, like, you see some of the parts that look, like, bummy and stuff. So, like, that's the ends. That's our ends, you know what I mean? Empringham, fam. So, like, it was, like, roads are cracked, like, you know, like, sidewalks are gone, the rims are broken, the floor, the fucking ball court has, the fence is, like, wide open, they cut open the fence, you know how I look, you know how it goes, fam. So, like, you know, we took them throughout the whole community, I walk with them, you know, showed them we need this, we need lights over here, like, we need this big-ass Crime Stopper sign taken down, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, they gave us, I think, what, 200K?
Nice.
And then they renovated the whole ball court, they put, like, a calisthenics park in right beside the ball court, you feel me? So, like, they do the back-to-school, we do the back-to-school giveaways and all of that, you know? So, like, yeah, yo, I've been working, fam.
I read
working,
it, bro.
Working, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love to hear stuff like that, man.
Sure, man. I'm not just no content creator, man.
I feel like we had to have this conversation, man, 100%. Because sometimes people, you know, they get this misconception, right? They see the content creation game, they see the likes,
facts.
And they're like, oh, man, they made it, they're up.
Oh, hell no.
That's all you need to do in life. And I'm like, y'all might have the game twisted.
Facts. 100%. 100%.
Like, even, like, can we talk a little bit even about how, like, the money in content creation, like, how people make money?
Yeah, man. Yo, I don't know how these guys make money off content creation, but, like, some people do it. Like, they get their brand deals and all that, you know, like, which is cool here and there, but, like, it's actually hard. Like, you got to post every day. You got to be consistent. Like, you got to be on it. You got to be with the trends. You got to do your research. Like, it's not no easy thing, like, so it's pretty hard to keep up with, but I don't think people make money like that off of it, especially in Toronto. Like, you got to go outside, network, do all that stuff, and especially if you're not, like, a social guy like me, fam, like, you know, it's hard to make cheese off of this. So,
No, you're right, fam. You know, not everybody. I'm not seeing a bunch of people in Toronto running around with Fashion Nova deals and shit.
Oh, absolutely not. And they, like, you could get a deal off Fashion Nova, but, like, they're not paying you nothing serious.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
They're not taking care of you like that. So, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Fashion Nova, even, like, I remember a content creation colleague of yours who had a deal with had an opportunity with Fashion Nova, Sagittarius Shoddy.
Okay, right? Okay.
What do you think about her glow up, like, on YouTube? Because around that time when you guys were, like, back and forward on Instagram and all that, she didn't have the YouTube channel popping yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just maybe even in the beginning. But since then, her shit has gone crazy.
Really?
She's on No Jumper.
Oh, yeah? I haven't paid attention. I'm not going to lie. So, like,
really?
I didn't know she was on No Jumper and all that. That's crazy. Okay.
Yes, fam.
Yeah, yeah. That's good for her, fam. Her following's up and all of that, too, eh?
Bro, like, her YouTube channel, 100,000 plus subscribers. Like, she's got the little silver plaque and all that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sleeping, eh?
Fam, like, this. Well, another person who blew up for around that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lil Tecca.
Okay, yeah. Right? That guy took off.
You had the viral videos with Tecca running, but, you know, like, you met Tecca in New York. Like,
facts.
Yeah. Since his ransom and everything, his whole changes in his life, have you spoken to Tecca? Like, anywhere between 2018 and 2023?
Yeah, like, I think, like, maybe last year.
Really?
Like, last year, I think he hit me as, like, oh, you saying you're blessed or something? Like, you just checked me real quick. You know, you feel me? Like, that was it.
That's it. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because the vibe was starting to go around that, like, maybe Tekka turned his back on Toronto since he blew up off of some of that Toronto sauce.
Yeah. So I hear that a lot, but like, end of the day, it's always love. Like, he's doing his thing. I'm happy for him. Like, he's on track. Like, I seen him on the track with Lil Wayne the other day. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going crazy. So, like, it's all love, fam. I'm happy he's doing his thing. Like, there's no hate, no nothing over here, fam. Mm-hmm. None of that. I don't know what these guys are talking about, but that's always love over here for me, man.
Yeah, man. It's a little Tekka, man. Let's get that part two interview.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple questions I have for you here. What do you think the main difference between the whole time that we were talking about, that 2018 time,
mm-hmm.
and now, like when it comes to people creating content?
Like, how do I feel about the content creators now?
Like, what do you think is the main difference?
I think it was more natural back then, like, or not, but yeah, but it was pretty much more natural. Like, I see the kids doing the videos now, and it's like, they're washy, so I'm not like mm-hmm. they're very washy. Their shit still. So like, I think we put more effort into it. Like, I don't know, like TikTok, the numbers, like anyone could post anything and it's up. So, yeah. You know, like everyone thinks everything's high quality nowadays. It's like, nah, fam. It's not good. In my eyes, in my opinion, I know they're loving it out there, but like to me, I'm like, yo, this is not good. Like, this doesn't look good out here, fam.
Yeah. So easy point of entry.
Yeah. So it's that's it. It is what it is. They're doing their thing. I'm not hating on them, but like, I don't think their videos are lit like that, man. I'm not fucking with them, but I miss the old comedy, man. I miss the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss about it?
Just the quality of it, like the time, like people would actually make storylines, right? You feel mm-hmm. me? Like you'd see short films, like episodes. Now it's like 40-second videos of a man pretending to be a Toronto man, and it's like he's up. I'm like, this is not it. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not it. You know, there's no longevity in it. You feel me? Because after you guys do all the Toronto man videos, then what?
Yeah.
And then what? Like, are you going from there? So, yeah, fam, it's buzzing right now, but give it a couple years, man. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what it is.
I agree with you, King.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be honest, still. I'm going to tell you straight stuff. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to cap over here, fam. Come on.
No, fam. I agree, fam. Like, even, like, to bring it home, like, a lot of the stuff that I used to enjoy from you guys when you were first getting into the game, you guys used to be collaborating and doing videos together. Like, not even, like, just one, two mans. Like, four or five mans getting together and making a video. And, like, I don't really see that as often anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody's, like, everyone that we used to do that, like, often, but everyone's kind of taking a path into their own life, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's kind of hard to, like, link up every week when, like, one of you guys is a nurse, one of you guys is a teacher, you know? Like, so it's hard. It's hard out here to do it still, but I see that the young boys are making it happen, though. I see it. They're doing their thing. So, mm-hmm. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the young creators. I see you guys.
Now, salute to you, too, fam. Like, I feel like we needed to catch up with you and see what's going on with you, because a lot of times people watch the videos on Instagram or the people that repost them on all these. We repost a lot of these videos because it gets us traction too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at the content creators and they like, well, they just think that one, all y'all do is create content.
Oh, no.
And they don't really get to know the real person behind the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
What do you got coming up next?
Sorry. I have this series, a Neighborhood Broski.
Okay.
Like that one, it's kind of like a day in the ends, you know, or like just in Scarborough in general, right? And like there's a main character, his name's Wagwan, right?
Okay.
And he's like, he's just grunge all the time, and like he's kind of the main character of it. Like you'll see it. Like I've already dropped the first episode and I've been working on the next ones. I have a couple ready to go. So
nice.
Yeah, you guys look out for that.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yo, thank you for having this conversation.
Yeah,
with me, bro.
No problem, man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, one, it was long overdue to get a part two with you going on here. That's and fair. Two, salute to Poetic Flacco. Okay. He put you, Daddy Rambo, a few different people in the forefront of my mind, because he was like, yo, what's going on with those guys, man? I was binging, you know, like watching those guys' videos, and those guys, like, he, like, dude over there at No Jumper fucks with y'all heavy, fam.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
respect that. Respects, yo. Shout out No Jumper, yo.
Yeah. Done when up. I post this, I'm going to send this to him. He's going to be very happy.
I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Love nigga from the hood, man. I appreciate that, yo. Lots of love, fam. Love, love.
No, thank you, brother. And listen, fam, I'm going to lead us out with some music. Let the people know where to find you, like whatever social media platform.
Yeah, you know what it is. Like, I'm at like Joseph on Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, and on TikTok, I think it's Hot Man TV.
Hot Man
TV. You know what time it is, fam. I'm outside. Always. Mm-hmm. Gang.
Scene. And big salute to our sponsors once again, Astro Pink. If you know, you know. Check them out on their website, myastropink.com, or on their Instagram, astro_pink. I'm gonna take us out with some music here from a man like Joseph. Take us out like how we came in, yo.
Pop test. I've got some buds in the mattress. I've seen worse shots than the actress.
Jeez.
Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? I'm on the block with the deep ones. We ain't worried about your nigga. He ain't saying nothing. I swear to God, my niggas ain't.
Big salute to a man like Joseph.
When they trying to see me, so my eyes closed.
Why? I was watching. Big salute to the whole Scar Town.
Hot dog with the sliced bread. God knows how you dissing niggas.
We off of this.
No, no. Back in high school, shit didn't miss me. Now I'm cooling in her ovaries. Body brown.
In her ovaries. Holy.
I can't wait till you hear the
new. We love hip hop.